My dictionary defines Arcadia as any place or region thought to epitomize rustic contentment and simplicity. Well, those sweet enchantments are a long way from Stoppard's view. I suspect the playwright was merely playing a little joke on us with his title. His long, strong play, roiled with comedy, underscored with tragedy, is nothing if not complex. Filled as it is with highly sophisticated humor, Arcadia is really asking for, but not finding, answers to questions about God, about meaning, about afterlife. It wants to know how we can exist in a world that continues to have non-ending discouragements. Set on a lovely English ancestral estate, Arcadia looks in on two time frames. One is in the early 1800s. There, in splendid costumes designed by David T. Howard and Jesse Darrell Jarbarden, live a number of upper-class Brits. In their own way, they look into questions of great meaning, and they reel amid their troubles, the unsure implications of life and love. Switch now to 1993 at the same place. Here we have people with computers and fast cars, along with much less lovely clothing. But guess what? 200 years or so later, these folks are struggling just as hard, just as mixed up as their predecessors. The ancestors may have struggled with romanticism, but the latter-day folks have the same problems under science. What are you going to do in this injured world, is what Stoppard seems to be asking. His answer? Well, you'll just have to see Arcadia and try to come up with your own idea. At the GAM, director Fred Sullivan has given a production that moves at a speedy pace. A good idea, since Arcadia runs about 2 hours 40 minutes with one intermission. His cast is completely into serving up speedy Brit talk, which sometimes results in being a bit hard to follow over here in USA land. But you find yourself sometimes not quite making out all of what is being rapidly put before you. That, and its perhaps overdone length, takes away some, but hardly all, of the thought and thrust of Arcadia. The production has first-rate performances. Playing an upper-class tutor to a very wealthy and smart 13-year-old, who is addressed as Milady, Jeff Church is a great teacher. At one moment, he's full of self-assurance. In another, he's as confused as everybody else. Janine Kane and the GAM's artistic director, Tony Estrella, are both winsome, that's Estrella, and forceful if unsure, that's Kane, in well-thought-out performances. Jesse Hinson and the always likable Tom Glado lend strong support. So, Arcadia goes its own way. It's a play about life and love, about pain and suffering, about just trying to cope with this world. The play says that we are forever facing problems that may seem very different, but are truly the same. Sure, there are variations, Stoppard seems to be saying. Computers versus poetry, for instance. But in the end is the same finish for all. As one character puts it, somewhere there has to be something. You just have to find it.